Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth. Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. It is episode 773 of the Hucklebug, and it's Kentucky Derby Day, everybody.
Yes.
Sorry, I should
Kentucky
pound on the
Derby,
table.
If you
the
also
Kentucky
like
Derby,
soccer.
As they say in England. And we do have our picks. I guess we should just go ahead and get those out of the way now.
The, yeah,
the
let's
race
get
is
the
in like a half hour.
Out of the way.
Let's get the horsey stuff out of the way. I didn't even real as always. I didn't even know it was coming up. It's Bet. Bet's the one. Bet knows everything. Bet texted me or emailed me earlier in the week and said, it's time to pick the horsies.
Well, so I only knew because of my sister.
Thank
really,
goodness.
I only did.
She's, all right, well then she's the true hero.
She's the hero of this week.
She's not the hero, she's the hero we need. Is that yes. The hero we want, but not the hero we need? No, she's the hero we need, not the hero we want. I don't know. Anyway, who's your horse, Bet?
My horse, after having two favorite horses that both got scratched,
both
I have
got
come
scratched.
Up with a third. I'm doomed, people. I'm doomed. But I went, you know, I love grays, and there were two grays left in the mix. But I just went for names this time. And so my horse is Litmus Test. Because
litmus
I remember
test.
That from high school.
I remember taking litmus tests.
That makes me happy. So I'm going litmus test.
Litmus test. Okay, I like
not
it.
Not great odds, but I'm
not
going
great,
with
no.
litmus test.
I did look to see if any of them were fillies, and as usual, none of them are. So I chose Chief Wallaby, and that is my pick for the Kentucky Derby this year. Which again will be run in about a half hour. Likely, Bet and I will take a quick break and watch the Derby, and then we'll come back and finish the show. We'll see how much of it we can get through before it gets started. Beginning with your shout outs, Roar!
Roar!
And there's only one, Roar!
Oh! And
it's for Tina! Standing up
in
the
place
you
where
live.
You live. Now leave us a comment.
Tina says, hi both. Delighted Dad's visit went well, Steny, and you have and that you have booked your appointment, Bet. I had DM'd you. Oh, she DM'd you on she says on 17/4, which is of course for us 4/17.
4/17.
But you are so bad at reading them, she says.
But I didn't I truly teens.
Bet's
I
not
didn't,
been getting
I didn't
all of
get
her
it.
Stuff. So please
things
resend.
Are coming up late for me, and today completely.
I emailed her first thing this not first thing this morning. It was probably about 11 my time, but I emailed you quite a while, and then I got an email from her around 1 saying, "Hey, I don't have your lineup yet," so I sent it again. Anyway, you take the rest.
She says Ireland was lovely and the weather surprisingly fair. Ah, love.
Delightful.
I so much would love to visit Ireland.
Let's go.
And she
I
says,
like the way you say it, Ireland.
Ireland. Ireland.
Ireland.
And if you've ever heard my Irish accent, well, you know, she and Seamus have.
Sounds surprisingly like Nazi accent, I would imagine.
Like Nazis, right. I love you, Tina and Shay. But she says, binge watch. The Count of Monte Cristo, 8-parter based on the film. Now, I have to tell you, teens, that is showing right now on our PBS channel. But it's right in the middle of it, and I didn't start from the beginning, so I didn't watch. But I'm so happy that you like it. She said, starring Adam Clayton,
yeah, I don't
Clayton,
know him.
And on PBS, I lived it. Did you live it, Steve? Were you the Countess of Monte Cristo?
She was the Count. The Count. Ooh, the Countess of Monte Cristo.
But then I love the original film and story.
I've never seen a single version of The Count of Monte Cristo. I don't even know the story. Isn't that crazy?
I don't think I know it either. Yeah, I just knew the Monte Cristo sandwich, which I
which is good.
Love, but
very good. That's very good. Well, I will check it out. Thank you for the recommendation, Tina.
And she says, have a good week, and I love you so much, Tina.
Thank you, Tina. Yay. And thank you all for your shout outs, all one of you. You know what? The weather's getting nicer. It's harder for people to be listening to podcasts.
I know it is.
And leaving comments.
Everybody's got something to do now.
They all got their shit to do. I get it. All right, let's do our movies then. Everybody loves movies.
Everybody loves movies. You go first.
Let's go out to the lobby. Well, all right. So my movie, this is one that I had kind of meant to get around to seeing last year, but then sort of forgot about it. But it's on Netflix or Hulu. Hulu. It's on Hulu now. So I watched it. It's called The Roses with Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman. Are you familiar with this movie?
I am not, but I love those two people.
Yeah, you can imagine them together. So it's
man.
It's a reimagining or retelling sort of The War of the Roses. Do you remember The War of the Roses with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner?
And I really didn't like that movie so much.
I think if you didn't like that one, you might not like this one either.
Okay. But,
they're pretty awful to each other.
Well, I know, but because of them, I might like it more.
They're excellent. I mean, honestly, you cannot take your eyes off of them. It's difficult to know who to root for and who to root against. Although, I will say, I think the script leans a little bit towards pushing us towards Benedict Cumberbatch's side, which I found was a little unfair. I would have liked to have seen a little more from Olivia's side so that I felt that it could be evenly matched. You know, I felt like it was a little bit too much siding with him, but it's excellent. It's extremely well-written and very well acted. Here's where you might have problems, Bet, the supporting cast, because it's got Andy Samberg, who I know you don't like, and Kate McKinnon, who I think you also don't like.
No, I love Kate McKinnon.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. 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 Good.
I love her.
I will say, as a caveat for any of our listeners who don't like Kate McKinnon, if you normally don't like Kate McKinnon in things, you probably won't like her in this either, because she does basically her same shtick. There are other people in the cast as well, but those are kind of the two main friends that we see them interact with. I liked it a lot. I thought the ending was perfect. I thought it was I thought it was really, really good. And I loved the original War of the Roses, but I didn't feel like, to me, they feel like two completely different movies. I didn't feel like this one was trying to outdo the other one or anything like that. I didn't feel like the old one doesn't lose anything from me liking this one. So I'm giving The Roses a big thumbs up, but it has divided opinion quite a bit on the internet. A lot of people don't like it, FYI.
Okay.
But I wasn't one of them. I liked it. Thumbs up.
All right.
All right. What's your movie, Bet?
Well,
kind of excited to hear about this.
Well, I have a movie, and let me tell you, folks.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I knew I wanted to have a movie. And so I went to Netflix. This is a Netflix.
Okay.
And I, you know, just put it up with my name there. And they gave me suggestions. And there was a movie there in my QEU, and it came up under the topic of comedy, and I thought, boy, do I need a comedy.
Could you use
this
a comedy
morning?
Right now?
Could I use a comedy? And it is called Begonia.
Oh, you know what? I almost watched that. Oh, that would have been the best, that would have been the best, Benny at the movies.
Stanny, God.
Uh-huh. I hear it's mind-bending.
This is, and I am, when I say this, I mean in at least 5, 6, 7, 8 years, I have never seen a movie like this.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
Well,
I'll listen. You talk.
Well, when they say comedy, I don't know what they mean about that, because if it's a comedy, it has to be the wickedest comedy that was ever
very dark.
Made. And it stars Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons.
Yes, yes, Landry husband. From Friday Night Lights.
Yes, exactly.
Love him.
And let me just go. I'll just go out and try to. It says, two conspiracy obsessed young men kidnap the high powered CEO of a major company, convinced that she is an alien intent on destroying the earth.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
So that's
what they do. Okay. Yeah. So they do that. And they take, and Jesse and his cousin, who is kind of a Lenny from of Mice and Men. He's kind of a man child.
Gotcha. Okay.
They go and kidnap her and chain her to the floor and, you know, keep her in their rural house in Georgia. And they are convinced that she is, you know, when the lunar eclipse comes, there's going to be a spaceship that comes down, and she's going to come into it and get them back, and they'll talk to the, you know, the aliens.
Got it.
And really, that's all I can kind of say.
Yeah, I know. Don't tell me too much more than that,
because
I do want to see it.
First of all, the fact that it's a comedy, maybe a couple of times I kind of giggled, but maybe I hate to say the word. This movie is just a mind fuck.
I love mind fuck movies.
It fucks with your mind. It is unbelievable. And at the end, I kind of figured out what was going to happen. But it didn't matter that I figured out what was going to happen, because it was still so great. I really, really loved this movie.
Okay.
It was just so fucking weird. It was just that somebody would come out there.
That's how I felt
movie.
After I saw Everything Everywhere
and,
all at once.
And, you know, it's one of those things, you know, we talk about opening titles and stuff.
The Roses also has an excellent opening title sequence. I meant to say that.
Okay, but when the opening titles came out, they said, this is from so-and-so company and with association of this company and this company and this company.
Right,
and there were like 20 companies.
Remember, Flo was like that too. Remember Flo? Flo also did the same thing.
Yeah.
There was like 30 of them.
But it was probably because so many companies would only give them like $5.
I'll give you $10.
You know.
I'll give you $10
right.
for this weird
exactly.
idea.
Exactly. But they got enough money to make this movie. And I just loved it. It was weird.
Happy.
It is
Yay.
Bizarre. It is bizarre beyond belief.
Okay.
And
I
loved it. It's called Bugonia.
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 Yeah. I have been reading good things about Bugonia,
and it's on Netflix.
That one last night. Yeah, Netflix. The Roses is on Hulu, and yeah, I did think of you during the opening titles of The Roses. I was like, oh, Bette would love this credit sequence.
Oh, I love some opening titles.
I know, man. You know what bums me out? Sometimes I want to watch most of the time, I want to watch the end credits of a movie, but on streaming services, on Netflix, on Hulu, they do their best
they cut it
to
off.
Get you right the way out. And what I try to do is hit the exit button on my remote so that the big ad that they're telling me to go watch this next thing, so that that goes away. So I just want to watch the credits. Please just let me watch the credits.
Exactly.
Then,
I had to go.
And then I'm back at the main screen. And when I press the button to pick up where I left off, it puts me right back at the beginning of the movie. So I didn't see the ending credits to The Roses. I don't know if they did anything fabulous.
Yeah, I had to go to IMDb to see the cast list because I wanted to know who played Jesse Plemons' cousin, who was like the third star of the movie.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't see the cast list
because
of that.
Hate that shit. Yeah. I hate that shit. Hey, a memo for Netflix and Hulu and all you other streaming services out there. Sometimes we want to watch the credits. Please allow us the option to watch the credits, okay? Maybe we have friends who did something on that movie, you know?
Right. Like Suskita.
Yeah, maybe Suskita did something on that one episode. All right, let's do... I have a pet story.
Meow, 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 meow.
I want to hear some pet stories.
Pet story continued.
Yes, go I figured pet stories.
It's been a while since I gave you guys any kind of update on my neighbor kitty cats who've been visiting.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's Friday, the tabby. He's the one I met first. And then there's Princess, who is a Blue Point Siamese. And then there's Wilford, who's the black and white cat. He's beautiful. He has long black fur. He's mostly black. He's got little bits of white on him here and there. But he won't come near me. Both Friday and Princess have come near enough to sniff my hand thus far. But no nearer. They won't let me pet them or anything. So
now,
the
ones with names, they have owners. Uh-huh.
So here's the thing. I couldn't remember if I had talked about this or not. So I gave them, those are the names I gave them. I don't know what their actual names are.
Okay.
I did ask my next door neighbor, Katie, if she knew anything about these three cats that I see frequently. She said, yeah. She said, Linda across the street feeds them. I said, do they belong to Linda? She goes, that's unclear to me.
Okay.
My suspicion is that these are kitty cats who used to live here with owners, and that when their owners moved out, likely unexpectedly, you know, perhaps they died, for example, or had to be rushed to rehab and then moved to assisted living or whatever beyond there. And so it's possible that their pets just got left behind. I think that's super shitty of their kids to not go, oh, we got to take care of mom's cat, you guys. I don't know if that's what happened, but, you know, if that's what happened, it's super shitty.
Yeah.
So possibly, because I can tell you this much, Princess, she is a purebred cat. There is no, that's an expensive cat. There is no way that's a stray or a feral. But Princess is the one I wanted to talk about mostly because I've noticed that Princess has picked up a bad injury and she's no longer putting any weight on one of her rear legs. She's just hobbling around on three, and she does seem to have maybe a little boo-boo on her chest also. So a couple of nights ago, she came and just slept on my porch for a couple of hours to chill. She goes in the house, but she doesn't stay in there very long. And it's interesting. You know, when I say the house, I mean the little cat house that I have set up outside.
Right.
This nice little cat house set up outside there to keep the rain off of them.
There's a little
bed inside. Yeah.
As they used to say in the 20s.
Not that kind of cat house. It's like a dog house, but for cats. Anyway, they all the cats go in it, but then they come right back out, it seems to me. Because I've seen them on the cameras. And then they usually come and sit by the door and wait for some treats or something like that. But yeah, I'm a little worried about Princess. I feel like maybe she needs to get to see a vet. But all three of them have visited in the last 24 hours. I've seen them on the cameras. So they're all still out there and doing their thing. I wouldn't say they're hopping and jumping necessarily. Maybe just Wilford is hopping and jumping. Okay. We took a brief break to watch the Derby, and neither of us won. Although I did see Litmus Test's name popping up in the top six a couple times, but I did not see my horse's name once. I forgot his name. Chief Wallaby. I remember it now. I didn't see him the whole race. He was there, but he did not win.
My horse, I never even saw him on the leaderboard. So
I did see him on the leaderboard like two or three times. He was in and out of like fifth, sixth place a couple times.
Okay.
And then he dropped out again.
Okay.
Anyways, so we will resume the show now.
I never win the Derby, so it's okay.
No, I mean, one time I think I did, right? I think you did one time. Maybe it wasn't the Kentucky Derby, but it was one of the races. You did win one time. I remember. All right. Please, Bet, tell us about your low light.
I have a low light of the week. And, folks, I'm very sorry to tell you about this because I know you get so sick of it. But
now, I would like people to please ring in and let us know if you are indeed sick of hearing about poor Bet. I'm not.
But
I'm sorry you're going through it. In that way, I'm sick of it.
What it is.
Yeah.
It started more than last night. It started earlier. Mm-hmm. I'm back exactly where I used to be when I came to the hospital in January when I couldn't eat and I can't eat and I hate to eat and I don't eat for days and days and days. And that's what landed me in the hospital then.
Mm-hmm.
And so last night, I came out after work and I had my little rolling cart with me, with a few things in it that I had to carry out.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew pretty much that I wasn't going to get into my house from the car, but I tried. I put my, even the little tiny step, you know, I have two steps in my house, a short one and a long one. The short one, I couldn't even get on the short one. And so I came out and I just sat in my car and I called the rescue squad.
Mm-hmm.
And they came and they helped me get into my house.
Right.
And I said, thank you so much. I was so fucking embarrassed that I just can't do this anymore.
It's hard, but,
But they lifted me up by my arms and they got me into my house.
Right.
And
Did they get your card in for you, too?
They got the card in for me, too.
And girls, perhaps. I don't know.
And so I was there last night. Mm-hmm. And then when it came time to go to bed, I had to go, you know, up the two steps in my kitchen.
Right.
And go to bed. And I could do it again. I just couldn't
get up the steps.
Yeah. I tried once, I tried twice, I tried three times. And I just kept coming over and sitting at my desk and putting my head down and saying, how can I do this? And I'd try again, and I couldn't. Mm-hmm. And so I called the rescue squad another time. Mm. And it just embarrassed the shit out of me.
I can imagine.
Because this is not who I am.
Right.
But
you can't sleep at your desk.
What else can I do? Exactly. Right. And so they came out and they lifted me up again and they got me in my house. And so I got into my house. I went to bed and I got some sleep.
Good.
But the thing of it is, people, this is just the horribleness of my life right now. I can't eat. I cannot eat anything.
Yeah. And because you gotta eat to stay alive.
My legs are just numb.
Right.
They have no nutrients in them.
Right.
And so I was sitting here this morning, and I saw somebody coming through my driveway. Mm-hmm. I didn't know who it was, but the door opened and he said, "Bet." And I said, "Yes." And it was my brother-in-law, Brian.
Right.
And Brian proceeded to come up into the house and look at me, curled up there on the couch with a blankie.
Yeah.
And Brian proceeded to chew my ass off.
Right.
He chewed me for a fairly well. And I have to tell you, he yelled at me. He made me cry. Well, he didn't make me cry because I was ready to cry.
You were good.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think you would have cried regardless.
I was going to cry anyway. And he told me that you've got to get over yourself. You've got to get over what's going through your mind. Mm-hmm. You've got to go find somebody other than the people that you're going to. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Please, please let me make you an appointment with Pat and my doctor in Princeton."
Okay.
Dr. McClanahan, he's a great doctor. Uh-huh. I think the doctor you're going to now at the Bluestone Clinic is not doing you any favors. She's just giving you vitamins and she's not doing anything for you. Please let me make you an appointment. And I said, I would. If Pat will go with me. And he said, I know she will.
Right.
But he kicked my ass.
Yeah, sounded like you needed it, though. Right? Am I right?
But, yes. But I woke up and I stayed in my house all day. I didn't go out because I was afraid to go out through those
steps. Yeah, you were afraid you wouldn't be able to get back in.
Right.
Yeah.
But I came down here two stairs from the kitchen to the den to see Stens, but I really needed a bathroom break. And I said, if I can't make it up to the bathroom, it's all done. There's no hugglebug. There's no nothing.
Yes.
But I walked out and I got up those two steps really good.
That's good.
Went to the bathroom and I came down and now we're doing the hugglebug. But that was one thing. But but folks, I am truly circling the drain.
You're not circling the drain. But I know what you mean.
I can't eat. All I want is to go to the, and they told me, both of them, and this is kind of a thing that I've thought about, and I hate to do it because I hate to be an inconvenience to my family.
I know.
Especially at work.
I know. There's a lot of shit going on, but you know what? Bet your health comes first. It's got to.
Pat and Brian told me the next time you have to call 911, go to the hospital. Just go to the hospital and be admitted again. And I said, I can't do that again. I just cannot do that again. And they said, yes, you have to. You have to. And we will find you a way for some doctor to find out what's going on with you.
Exactly.
To find out why you can't eat.
Yeah, exactly. There are doctors out there who can help you. I agree.
There
with Pat
has
and Brian.
To be someone
somewhere
who will listen to me. I mean, you know, the last time I was there in January, I told everybody from doctors down to orderlies, everybody that was everything that was going out with me. And right. It was just like they looked at me with a blank face and nobody cared.
Right.
And I just want somebody to listen to me and find what is going on with me.
Well, go see. I like the idea of going to see Pat and Brian's doctor. I like that idea a lot. I hope that you will go and do that. That's a good idea. Hopefully you can just get through this weekend and be okay at home and get back up into your kitchen after we finish recording.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. That's something we'll know tonight, right?
Either it'll be hats and horns or it'll be
sirens.
Hospital.
Yeah. Well, all right. So first thing is I want you to email me. Oh, you can't, can you? You can text me. Bring your phone. Text me once you've made it out of the den and into... Where do you watch TV in the evenings? In your living room?
In my living room.
Okay. So once you've gotten there safely after we record, I'd like you to text me if you could do that.
Oh, I certainly.
And that way, at least I'll know that you've made it to the living room and you're okay for tonight.
Yeah.
And will you do me a favor also, Niblet?
Uh-huh.
If you do go to the hospital again or, if you get rushed off to a doctor, will you make sure that Pat or somebody just shoots me a note or shoots Doug a note? I know Pat and Doug have been in touch before. Just so that I can be in the know.
I
worry about you.
I will absolutely give her your number if that's okay.
Yeah, it's totally okay. Yeah, for sure. She doesn't need to give me a whole song and dance, just, to let me know, we bet got admitted here and she'll be here for a couple of days or whatever it is. That would be very nice. We're off next week anyway, you guys, and it looks like my sister's coming next weekend, and it looks like my brother's coming the weekend after that, so it's likely we're not going to have a Hucklebug for the next couple weeks anyway. So hopefully Bette's recovery can coincide nicely with that, and we'll be back in a few weeks, and everybody will be jolly and happy and eating and doing better again. I'm really sorry that you're going through all of this, Niblet. I love you, and I want the best for you, and I'm sorry that Brian yelled at you, but it does sound it was things you needed to hear.
It was things I needed to hear, and I know he did it because he loves me.
And because he loves Pat, too, and I imagine that what that says to me is that Pat's going through some shit right now trying to help you get better. And Brian's like, I am sick of hearing about it. I'm going to go talk to her myself.
I know.
I'm glad. I'm glad both of them love you
but
so
you
much.
But, the thing of it was that he talked about what he'd gone through. He's been through hell lately.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he's coming out on the other side. And he kept saying, well, I did this, and this was hard, and this was hard, and this was hard.
He's
and that
right.
just made me feel like a complete shit. Because
you're not a complete shit. It's just hard. And listen, I get it. I don't want to be a burden to anybody. I don't want people to have to do things for me. I get it. I'm there with you. And everybody is. That's how my dad was when I took care of him. That's how my mom was when I took care of her. I know it's hard, but you know what? The truth is, with the people you love, was it hard for me to take care of my mom and take care of my dad? Yeah, sure it was. But did I do it anyway because I love them? Of course. And I would do the same for you if I could. I'm just too far away. So, with the people who love you, sometimes you got to just let them take care of you. So, all we want, all any of us want, is for you to be better. So hopefully that will happen. And I love you very much. And keep me posted
thank
on
you.
How things
and,
go with
and
you.
And folks, I love you all so much. And I'm sorry that I'm kind of in a weak place. But
we forgive you.
I still love you. Still love you.
I'm sending a great big hug to you.
When I'm here with Stan's.
When
we're
huckabugging.
Fun, it's great.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. I'm going to tell you about my low light. Was originally, when I saw we both had low lights, I was going to suggest that maybe the audience can vote on who had the worst low light. But, obviously yours is worse than mine. Mm-hmm. Mine's pretty bad, though. Bette, have you ever had a boil, or as you would call them, a bull?
I have never had a bull.
Don't have one.
Oh no! David Sedaris wrote a thing about having a
oh
boil.
My goodness! All right, I'm gonna
that he had Hugh Lance.
Oh my God!
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Isn't Hugh a painter? I don't think I would let a painter lance my boil.
No, he had Hugh Lance his boil.
You're not okay. Everything that I read when you Googled was that you are not supposed to puncture.
I think it's in Calypso, if I'm not sure.
Okay, I will look for it. I will look for it. Thank you for that. I have probably, in that case, I have probably read it, but I don't remember. So last Saturday night, as I was getting ready to go to bed, I noticed a small lump about the size of a pea on my upper inner thigh.
Ooh.
Adjacent to my sensitive lady parts, but not in my sensitive lady parts, but just alongside and kind of right where the seam of your underpants sometimes hits. At first, I just thought that maybe it had been pinched somehow. That was a little pinch there. Maybe it would be okay in the morning, but in the morning, it was a little bit bigger and a little bit redder and it hurt a little bit more. And so I Googled it. And boil is what came up. I'm like, well, that doesn't seem pleasant. And so Sunday it was unpleasant. I have not, today's the first day I've worn underwear since last Saturday. Oh. I spent the entire week in pajama bottoms. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I canceled all plans. I didn't go see anybody. I didn't go out Monday night to Misha's for dinner. Wednesday, I told Marla, I don't think I can walk. Wednesday was fucking agony. Wednesday was the worst day. And meanwhile, I'm Googling it. I'm Googling it all the time. What am I supposed to do? It says, you know, see a doctor if it doesn't go away in a week to 2 weeks. I'm like, 2 weeks? Fuck that. I'm not living with this for 2 weeks. But it says warm compress. It says don't puncture it. It says don't pop it. Don't squeeze it. Don't lance it yourself. So David and Hugh did things wrong, I think. But anyways, but it said, you know, see a doctor if. But none of the things it said see a doctor if were applicable to me. It just was. And then it said, I think it said see if it's especially painful. I'm like, well, I don't know if it's. I've never had a boil before. Is this especially painful? As far as I know, it's pretty painful, but I don't know how it compares to other people's boils, you know. So I did not go see a doctor. Thursday morning, I did eventually leave a note for my doctor in the patient portal saying I have this boil. And so Wednesday night, like I said, was the worst. Wednesday night, I just felt like my entire nether regions were on fire. It was awful. And I was cleaning it and I was putting, you know, warm compresses on it and stuff. Cleaning it's not very easy given its location.
Stans. I would have squeezed it.
I know you would have. I don't know though, man. It hurt like hell. It hurt to touch. I was like, it was really difficult to see because of where it was. So I had to kind of use mirrors, which was no fun. Anyway, so Wednesday night was the absolute worst. Tuesday morning, I got up and it had begun to drain. And when it began to drain, it was also bleeding a little bit. So then I did become a bit concerned. And that's when I contacted my doctor and said, so I have this boil. I think it's starting to drain now, but it's also bleeding. I don't know. It seems like it's bleeding. I don't know if I should come in or maybe we just have a phone call or something. Because I did not want to get, I can tell you this. I did not want to get into a car and drive to a doctor and then take my pants down and show him where the boil was. That was not something I was ready to do that day. So she got back to me later in the day, but also I got back to her. But an hour later, after I'd had my shower, I noticed that it was feeling a lot better and it was getting smaller. I'm like, okay, it is draining now. And there's a little bit of blood also, but mostly it's blood and pus. So I think this is okay. I think it's normal. So again, I washed it, you know, cleaned it, put some ointment on it, covered it up with a Band-Aid. put my pajama bottoms on and went back to work. And then I did contact the doctor again and say, I think now that it's draining, I think it's going to be all right. But, you know, let me know if there's anything particular that you think I should do with it, or let me, or if you think I should come in. And so later she got back to me and said, it sounds like you're doing everything right. You know, just keep it clean and keep putting warm compresses, blah, blah, blah.
Keep it clean.
Yeah. It's tricky to keep clean there, you know? I pee a lot.
Right.
And it's pee adjacent. So it's, did you ever see that movie, How to Get Ahead in Advertising?
With Richard E. Grant? I did way a long time.
Yeah, it was 1989. It's an old movie. So this movie, it's Richard E. Grant is an ad executive, and he gets a boil on his neck. Or like his shoulder, his stack of his shoulder, and it starts getting bigger, and then it starts talking to him. So I have an idea for a sequel to that movie, but it's going to be very raunchy.
R-rated, baby.
Oh, yeah, not pleasant. Anyway, I will say I'm out of the woods now. It's still here. Oh, it's still draining. Working out. It's still there. It's draining. It's going to be a couple days before it's gone completely, but it is draining now, and I'm able to wear underwear today. So I was able to go outside and walk around the block a little bit and kind of get a little fresh air, but whew. What a miserable week.
Stanny, can I tell you something?
Oh, please do.
And our friends as well. And I learned this from being at Encompass, rehab.
Not that kind of rehab. Amy Winehouse rehab.
And I learned it from Furman, my favorite person at rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Because he told me his wife does this.
Okay.
I go commando. I don't wear underwear anymore.
Ooh.
I go fancy. Commando. I put on my pants with no underwear, and it I'm perfectly happy.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad. I get too chafy if I don't wear
underwear. I'm sorry if it's revolutionary. Still do it.
Hey, listen, there's a name for it, so... it's not that revolutionary, right? People have been doing it for years.
I'm perfectly happy doing it.
Kramer did it on the Seinfeld. I'm out there, baby, and I'm loving every minute of it.
And I'm loving every minute of it.
I've been going commando all week, except for today. Today I re-embraced my painties.
Painties.
Anyway, so that's what's going on with me. That's my my low light. Man. 0 of 10. Would not recommend. Do not get a boil.
Don't get a boil.
It was my first. It was, I hope, my last. Donald Trump can fuck off.
You piece of shit.
And Pete Hegseth also can fuck off.
Towing the party line.
He is
like
a shit. He is a little shit. I would love to just bash him in the kneecap with something. You know that? I really would. Who rules, Bet?
Well, I have a rule, and it is for the area rescue. The people who came to my house.
Two times in one night to get you up a couple steps. Yeah. That's nice that they did.
If God forbid they have to come out tonight, now I know, I will tell them. You know, they told me the first time when I came, when they came out and helped me in, they said I had to sign something saying I didn't want to be transported to the hospital.
Yeah.
But now that Pat and Brian have told me, if I have to call them again, I will say, take me to the hospital.
Transport me to the hospital.
But when I say to the rescue people in the area, I mean rescue people everywhere. They come out and they do what they do, and they are so fucking great.
I know. They're amazing.
They work and they do everything they can to help people.
Yep. Bless them. And they make shitty money. And
They don't make enough money than they deserve.
I'm sure they don't. No, definitely not. I don't know what they make, but it isn't as much as they deserve.
It's
I know
not
that.
As much as they deserve.
When we started the show tonight, I did not have a U rule.
Yeah, but you do, Del.
I think I'm going to give my U rule to Brian for coming over and kicking your butt a little bit, if you don't mind my doing that. I was waiting to see if you were going to give him a U rule, and since you didn't, I thought, well, maybe I'll give him a U rule.
Well,
you know,
I will tell him that. I think he might appreciate it.
Please do let him know. Let him know that I gave him a U rule for coming out and telling you.
He, like I said, he kicked my ass.
Yeah, well, like I said, sometimes that's what you need. Sometimes what you need is to get your ass kicked. Huh. All right, well, gang, that's our show this week.
It is.
And we're off. Well, for the next 2 weeks, I think at least, while I have family come. And then in June, I am going to go to my cousin's wedding as well. So there's one more in June. But then after that, I think until Thanksgiving, we ought to be pretty good. We'll see.
Ha!
Niblet, keep us posted on your progress, please.
If you do end up going
to the hospital or someplace, you know, bring your phone. You can put updates on the Facebook, certainly, from there.
Let me tell you, folks, this is so sad. This is so incredibly sad. But today, this afternoon, I actually went out to my bedroom and I took 4 sets of work pants and t-shirts and set them on the edge of the bed.
Uh-huh.
So if I have to go out to the hospital,
you're ready.
And all I have to say is, somebody go out and take these clothes and put them in. So I'm ready.
Perfect.
So I know I have my phone. I have my charger.
You bring a charger. It's big.
And right here in my pocket, I have my earbuds so I can listen to music on my phone.
Right.
So I am ready.
Some crossword puzzle books. Crossword puzzle books, maybe?
I don't have any yet. I need the new Games magazine.
Okay. All right. All right. We'll find some fun things for you. If it's necessary, but you just keep me posted on
your
steps,
please. But I hope I don't even have to worry about that.
That's what I hope. I hope I get a text from you in about 20 minutes saying I'm in the living room. Then we'll be okay. All right, gang. Thank you all for listening to this episode of The Huckabug. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. And then hopefully after this next hiatus, after that, we should hopefully be back on track. We'll see. Yep. Till next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Huckabug. We love you. I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny. And this has been The Huckabug, episode 773, which I'm not even sure I said at the beginning of the show. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. We love you.
Bye. Mwah, bye. Mwah. We love you. Mwah. Mwah,
mwah, mwah. That's the way you do it when you do the Huckabug.
Oh my God, he reared and threw his rider.
It's great white.
He does not want to go into the gate.